This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jason Parrott.
As reported by numerous outlets, the newspaper chains Gannett and Gatehouse will be merging. Gannett prints 110 daily papers. Gatehouse has 156 papers, including several in this region. The deal will formally close by the end of the year. Will, you used to work for several Gatehouse publications. What are your thoughts on this merger?
Very interesting. These are the two giants as far as quantity of the number of newspapers that are out there. It's interesting to note that they're wanting to join forces when they had been competing all these years, though I do know that some Gannett papers had been bought out by Gatehouse in recent years, such as the Rockford Register Star, I know, was a Gannett paper for years. There's the business approach where you look at this and you say, well, there's less competition. These are two large conglomerates becoming larger, and you have more of a monopoly. But I also think this is just speaks to the state of daily newspapers and how there are just fewer and fewer competitors in the field. I've worked for Gatehouse, as you mentioned. I've also worked for Knight Ridder, which sold itself to McClatchy, and I worked for them. They're out of California, and where you saw was these conglomerates were getting larger and larger, and you have less competition. And I don't know if that's necessarily good, but at the same time, I think it's a means to help newspapers survive at this point in time. So I guess I got to have a mixed reaction, I guess, to this news about this merger.
Well, it might be good from a business standpoint, but I kind of feel like the more news organizations you have out there, that competition out there, I think it's better for the consumer.
Yeah, and I think what you'll start to see more of too, and you've seen it with the Gatehouse, especially in this area, the Hawkeye, the paper here in Macomb, Galesburg, you start to see the same stories over and over. They're not local stories. It's just
right.
a national story on the front page. I remember years ago with the Burlington Hawkeye, it would be three or four local stories on the front page of the Hawkeye. And now you look at the front page, there might be a local story. Some days there's not a local story. It is all just national that's shared throughout. And I think that becomes the worry from just the consumer side, from the reader trying to learn and get information, is you're seeing the same thing in paper after paper instead of seeing, oh, well, this paper reported this story and here's another paper and they reported this story. If everybody's just reporting the same thing over and over, you're not giving that broad range of content that additional outlets can provide.
The article about this on the Poynter website quotes Mike Reed. He's the chairman and CEO of Gatehouse's parent company, New Media Investment Group. Reed said, "We believe this transaction will create value for our shareholders, greater opportunities for our employees, and a stronger future for journalism. Gannett is an innovative, digitally focused media and marketing solutions company with well-known brands worldwide." Not much of an emphasis on journalism there. More talk about shareholders and brands.
Exactly. And that's what newspaper entities are doing, and they're trying to spin themselves into other areas where, you know, I don't necessarily see them doing much business with that either. They're trying to become more accessible, more things to more people, because as we all know, newspapers have been struggling with advertising and so on and so forth and competing with online. That does take away from the journalism, and it makes you question where is it and where's our focus on this and where it's been our bread and butter. Well, it's not so much anymore. Seems to be more of a stronger advertising arm, and this is a very disconcerting, and I think this is one way of which this merger it really takes away and depletes from the journalism that these newspapers have always done, and we hope that they will continue to do.
Yeah, that's what it seemed when I looked at the article. It really seemed to strike me was the digital focus, is talking about this is going to help us move to the digital side. This is what it's going to help us do. But it almost seems the more digital side of advertising,
yes,
and maybe not the more digital side of journalism. And,
yes,
and it's like we can be now more places. You can have a bigger reach, really focusing that online advertising and not taking advantage of saying, oh, well, if we've got all these newsrooms, we could have more content. No, it's more opportunities to sell ads, more opportunities to reach other businesses and stuff like that.
Well, that's been the real struggle for media outlets, is figuring out how to convert advertising into digital advertising. Newspapers in particular seem to have struggled with convincing companies to advertise online. And, of course, classifieds for a long time, I guess, made a lot of money for newspapers, and that's not an opportunity anymore. And that's part of the struggle that I think perhaps we overlook sometimes, is where that revenue came in for print newspapers and how they are going to figure out how to convert that revenue stream into something digital.
Yeah, and I think these, you know, the spin here is that these entities are becoming digital entities that seem to be no longer newspapers with advertising, but maybe the spin is that they're becoming advertisers that happen to give you the news and the weather and the sports and such. You know, whether you're going to compete with Craigslist or Angie's List or what have you, who knows? But I think that's what they're at least trying to do. And again, that seems like there's somewhat of an abandonment somewhat to some extent of the journalism, which again is disconcerting because we have further eroding of local news.
Do you feel if there is a monopoly, it might help the journalism that these large companies won't have to focus on competing with someone and can instead just put money into the product? Or do you think these large companies are still going to be most interested in shareholders and brands and not necessarily putting money into journalism?
I would be tempted to say the latter, given the example we've seen here in recent years. And this is why I'm somewhat torn. I think, yes, it erodes from the local journalism. It puts more of an emphasis on digital advertising. But at the same time, I think this also gives us a lifeline to these individual newspapers that serve these public local readers. And I'm wondering if this at least gives them a little more time to try to reorganize and get their journalism and their newsroom together. Again, that might be wishful thinking, but that's why I'm somewhat torn mixed on this transaction.
Yeah, I think they really have the opportunity is there to really make that more investment
right.
in journalism, but it's a money thing, and that's what it comes down to.
Right.
Do you want to put more money into the people, the boots on the ground who are doing the work and they're going to the meetings?
Right.
Or do you want to say, you know what, we could get by with someone, hey, you cover this story, and then we're going to put it in these 14 papers that are closest to you, thinking, oh, everybody else will care about that story too,
right.
without thinking, oh, hey, you know what? It'd be great if we had one person in each town that covered that town city council. No, let's save the money there. Let's put that more into buying another paper down the road. Let's buy another one of these smaller papers down the road and keep expanding our reach maybe rather than actually saying, you know what? People read papers, newspapers, to find out what's going on in the news. That's why they're called a newspaper. You want to find that out. Time will tell to see if that's the priority.
And what happens when these larger conglomerates, when McClatchy bought our newspaper, we had a lot of smaller newspapers in our chain, in our group, and actually over the time, those newspapers had closed. So that's definitely another consideration or a concern as well, if these smaller daily, weekly newspapers, what becomes of them as well.
And then there's no one there to serve those small communities that these small newspapers were serving.
Exactly.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.